Valerie. This side of the tape is an interview with Mrs. Vitalia Valdez Garcia from Alice, Texas. And she talks mostly about her childhood on her father's ranch, which is located between Ben Bolt and Benavides. The interview will start shortly. I allowed too much time at the beginning of this tape, so hang in there, it's coming.
There must be zero. There must be 1,000. La casa lo hizo tío Basilio, la que estaba en la que se tenía.
Sí.
Él la vio. Y se aguantaba toda la comida y todo.
something like a buggy, I don't know. They would travel only from here, from Limbo. They would travel over there to that place. Porque como está teniendo la membrana, todo esto era, y luego encontrar todo aquello que estaba allá. Entonces, por eso los gracias después de Henry, ya ves como es la partida, hemos puesto el frente así, y están los gracias, están los baladeses. Porque los baladeses, bueno, eso era por parte de mamá. De papá Mateo y papá Martín. Y de este lado estaban, porque les tocaba a los García, por las hermanas que eran baladeses, que era mi tía Pablo y mi tía Romana.
Se dividió ahí mismo la propiedad de los baladeses, que era mucha, con los García que pasaron en el
por eso
es Baladés y ¿quién era el mayor de la familia de abuelito García? Era
el padre. ¿Y de la familia de Bacón Mateo? ¿No? Ahora no es que papá
era
mayor.
¿Te acuerdas de quién era papá Mateo también?
El que sabe en qué maría. Qué chido. Y así les puede dar un. Ay, no, que si no, es para el que. Un chido no, güey.
Mira, me digo una vez que le tomamos el tiempo a mí, a cruzar los pases y luego tenemos.
Yo no, también más, no más cruzan así, y luego está una brick home. Gracias. Y la brick home esa, para este lado, ahí vive.
En la casa
de no, ya no vive en la casa de Dios, no, que es que vive en la casa de Dios.
Ahora vive
en la casa de Dios. No, aunque vive en la casa nueva que tiene.
¿La viste?
O si no, ahí le preguntas, si en la Bitcoin no está ahí, ella te dice, porque al ver esa estructura de chica, es la hija de Dios ahí. No dice que él dice que la.
Bueno, ¿qué te acuerdas tú de? Cuando estaba joven, ¿qué es lo que hacía de trabajo?
Oh, no estoy tan bien. The best thing of my life was, and I rode a horse. I remember we had horses and we never gave him any water, you know. We forgot always to water the horses and. One day we went for a ride all day long. And all of a sudden he came to Canada, Ohio. He came to ride and he wouldn't stop. And I was wondering why. And then my papa, ¿pues sabes por qué? Dijo, porque yo llevo agua, ¿no? Y después de eso la cagó. Ahí uno se me paró. Ay, bueno, es para que.
Pero
the course we did is a course. Was giving it to you that it was that rain, we used it, but our mom had it, she put it in the
face.
So they chop wood, they used to chop wood. They got a talent to order, you know how to do with the thing in the kitchen.
You ever had a story?
Yeah.
You ever had a few more?
Yeah, it was easy to walk.
How far was it?
At first he wasn't far because he lived in Alabama, and our school was just 50 people. Pero después, cuando los cañamos allá para otro rancho, we had to walk by him. Really, we did.
¿Se portaban bien? ¿O tenían sus momentos de fiesta?
Well, no. What we did was, you know, when we went to school, our rank was the farthest one. Era el rancho que estaba más lejos. So we were the first ones to live here. Lo más cerca, but say, ¿cuántas niñas hay de rancho de Anita Lomateo? Bueno, we would walk up to a few Mateo, si yo veía ahí acá Mateo, Mateo, pues se venía mi hija y alma y eso y eso.
Levantábamos el
mar. Y lo veníamos. Y luego teníamos que ir a sacar un pie hombre que estaba en el otro rancho. Para darle para más y decía, igual. Y a veces me está metido a Rómulo. Puede ser. Y luego la canción Rómulo, pues veníamos a sacar la bandera. Hasta ahí, hasta donde me lo pedí con la bandera.
¿Y, y las escuelas tenían otros grados o más un grado para todos?
No, we had first, second, third, and fourth. We had up to the eighth grade. And we had 45 minutes of school. We had a teacher for every grade. Yeah, it was just in school, more than the kids' class. It was about 2 years. Well, my mother used to, you know what we used to have those little because broken. We used to have a that porch that we have, you know, that porch that
mother has
over there. Well, that was what we used for stage. You know, that was our stage. We used to put blankets on over there by the front and then by the side so they wouldn't look at us when we were doing. And that is space we used to for everything. What was going on?
What did you do in summer when school was over? What did you do in the summer when school was over?
We lived over there at the home. My father would always get something. Either we had to go shop, had it married?
Wood?
No, it wasn't wood. When that corn was made to become, you know, to cut the corn, it all quedaban todas las.
Para hacer el abasto.
So we manojeábamos todo eso. Y luego, we had to pick it up. Y lo hacíamos así. Y lo haciendo big bundles. And then those bundles we put it in wagon.
Did you have your pig?
No. Except what my father would. He was when he would come over here to town.
How much did he give you the king? Can't you remember?
Not very much.
Oh, when did you come to town then?
Not very often.
What did you do when you got here though?
When we were really, we were scared to death, but we found that we would never see those colors. And every time we saw one, we didn't want to see them. We were very afraid of the colored people.
Is that the first time y'all have seen it?
It's because we saw them only have a few people. We never had colored people in the room. And we had, men that hired, my father hired, because it was the work for temple, you know, the hill ground and stuff like that. Well, people like you, boys. But others besides our color.
Why were you scared of
them? I don't know, because we never saw them. And every time we saw them, we were like, hey, you sound like a, I'm making a noise. So my father would go for an errand and we would stay, you know, on the bus.
Did you all go, did you find your, what did you go to? Did your father let you go do what you wanted to do?
No, he would just take it. And he wanted to buy something, he would take it to the I remember it was Edison. It was called Edison. They had all kinds. They had materials, they had dresses, they had underwear. They had everything, shoes. And that's when we bought Edison.
At Edison?
Mm-hmm. Just underwear, you know. It was Edison.
Did you make your own clothes and stuff, or did you buy them at Edison?
No, we just had different materials. We would buy our underwear, we would buy socks, we would buy shoes. And but my mother would, she would stop for us.
Did it join you shoes?
Uh-huh.
The pedal type thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes. She would stop for us there all day long. And she would be there, get up. We had to do all the housework. For example, we wanted to go somewhere at night. And we wanted to help have our business done. Well, we had to make our, you know, like the meals and stuff for the students. We used to not count.
Yes.
We did. Eva, your mama was a good cotton picker. Boy, oh, I never liked it though. My father would always argue with me because he says, come on, Vitalika. Oh, shut up. I wish I did so mad. I said, I'm not going to pick cotton anymore. He said, look at Eva. She's way out there. Well, I don't care about Eva. She can pick cotton, but I'm not going to do it. He said, the sun is getting hot and you're still in the same place. I said, well, I don't care. You know, I never did pick cotton.
cutting.
God, Janella, she would take and sometimes, you know, we got some extra ones, and they were always getting fresh with us, and we never liked them. And they would go, everyone said, you got them, there it came, somebody came in, and they would come with us for questions, and one day, Eva, there was a phone guy that liked Bill, and she wrote a letter, and he wrote a letter to Eva, never did ask it, he came back. So, Eva, he started to make conversation, of course. Eva didn't like him a bit. And then he just told Eva, Eva, don't you know that only like paper? You know, he said, ¿Qué no sabes que lo malo cabe en este papel? He used to say in Spanish. And Eva just thought that she didn't hear this, that guy. Oh my goodness. But she would answer the letter that I wanted to answer. He said, say, Eva, you only go to paper. Because she didn't answer that. But Eva, you know, she loved the people. Mm-hmm. And she knew about 200. By the end of the evening, she wrote that, you know, cabin, that fast road and and by the end, like, it was real bad, you know, it was 400 pounds. And you know, really, if you got 400 pounds of it, by the day of you had really big.
Well, I didn't tell you another thing, because when the girls went together, the y'all wore pants and y'all didn't have belts, because y'all would wear ropes.
We used to wear some ropes. We were, every time we went there, we would just had a fit, because, you know, we were short of belts. And we used to wear those pants. Just like that, we would roll around. It was crazy. We didn't care.
You're talking about men like having trouble with a rope?
No. How are you doing, Emma?
What do you think of strange men with
her? I remember Magnolia, because the village, you know, they were very friends with us in the village. I used to go sell them some milk every morning. I remember.
That's what she said.
You know, and they always had tailor hats. It's like, the ones you have, you like the ones you have, well, they had them all around. Mrs. Riley, I remember her. One of them was Mrs. Riley. And Whitaker, those two, I remember, and Stoneman. Those are the wives of the village. Mrs. Stoneman is very nice.
Well, see, the person who leaves the land is Galloway.
Galloway.
And the company was
Magnolia. And the one who drilled the company in, was the Magnolia.
Which is no more, but Magnolia.
That's funny that they kept that up. That was very funny.
And that book is never been to me. One of the dancers learning.
Take the book?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt if they do that. It's probably around Sydney or something. Somebody probably hasn't given me realize that they have anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come out when somebody dies and you start looking through. It'll come out.
Something about
that
time. I remember it was
something
like that.
The only spirit. Land, the whole land around there where they lived on was animal sola, because the only spirit.
We're talking about some kind of or were you that one time about
The headless horseman, remember? In the audience? Remember Grandma telling you that story? The headless horseman, el caballo con el señor arriba de su cabeza.
That was one lady, because the people, they used to borrow money, you know, it was old tale. And they used to tell us. You know, they would bury them, and then they would forget about them, and they would still live in there, you know. And all of a sudden, as years went by, you know, there was money and piles, those big things that we used to bury, and they would stay there. And all of a sudden, this big horse would come out, and you can hear like everything really. You know how that goes? And you could hear him go. And it was nobody, it wasn't anybody. You could see them though. You could see this. You could see the men riding a horse, and you could hear the noise of the saddle. But it wasn't anybody. It was just, it said that it was just something there that they hit the ground.
Well, look, I heard something from a driver, believe it or not.
Yeah, plane coming up through the ground.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
Scared as heck.
Yeah.
And it's big one. The little driver come out.
What was it? People?
They say right beside the Doctor River.
Yeah.
That's the one of the hills over there. He was riding up the plane, and then, you know, early in the morning, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Just see where it was.
Oh, on top of the hill, he just said a fake plane.
And he's coming up high, and a real big plane.
Where is it located?
It's at 131.
Nobody's ever gone to
the big there's nothing out there. It's just land. It's just land.
Nobody just did his brother. You gotta have a whole bunch of,
There's a well, you know, that they don't go to all the big wells and set it open.
This interview is with Mrs. Corina Valadez. And she will talk about mostly her life on the Valadez Ranch, which is located between Ben Bolt and Benavides, or it was, there's only a portion of it remaining, and used to be right up next to the King Ranch. She is the one who relates to her grandchildren that it was her father, who was part Cherokee Indian, and who changed his name from an Indian surname to a Spanish surname, taking the name Valdez and putting an A in it and making Valadez. However, we cannot find any true records which actually verify her story. Again, I allowed plenty of time to give my introductory speech, so hang in there. The interview's coming.